The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Mary said, "My being proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit finds joy in God, my Savior. For he has looked upon his servant in her lowliness. All ages to come shall call me blessed. God, who is mighty, has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He has shown might with his arm. He has confused the proud in their inmost thoughts. He has deposed the mighty from their thrones and raised the lowly to high places. The hungry he has given every good thing, while the rich he has sent empty away. He has upbraided Israel, his servant, ever mindful of his mercy, even as he promised our fathers, promised Abraham and his descendants forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned home. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear sisters, the Lord give you peace. I am Brother Giovanni, listened before. I am Franciscan Capuchin in Thailand. I am religious and happy to stay here, be here with you this morning, and to share something about our life. When I came to the Holy Mass, opening the your meeting, hour 15, I was very impressed by the title of this meeting, Jesus Encountered the Syrophoenician Woman. Women religious of Asia, Oceania, called to move beyond. In the Gospel, Pastor narrates the experience of an encounter. The Syrophoenician woman is not alone, but Jesus is with her. All of us religious call to move beyond with Jesus Christ and not by yourself. Sister, it's true that all of us, we are called to move beyond, but not alone. On our own strength, but with the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. God called us and we want to follow him. We are called to move beyond, but not following individual projects. This is a risk. The risk that subjective choices, individual projects, and local customs will prevail over our rule, the style of community life, and the apostolic projects of communities. Yes, sister, we are called to move beyond together as a fraternity. And so we need to think a bit about the health of our communities that often reduce only one or two brothers or sisters. We have to take care of our fraternal life. And this we have to pray this morning. We are called to move beyond with truth, to rethink our educational programs, to discern if our candidates are truly ready to embrace their religious life in order to grow in faith, and in love, everyone with an undivided heart like Jesus. We must be very generous in dedicating our time and best energies to formation. The consecrated person themselves are, in fact, the best resources that we have. Without them, all formative and apostolic plans remain theory and useless desires. Formation should be prepared for community dialogue in the cordiality and charity of Christ, teaching to see diversity and richness, and to integrate the various ways of seeing and feeling. We have to be like Mary in the Gospel, with a pure heart, full of so much humanity and heart free of prejudices and resentments. We need a heart full of God and not blocked by so many other interests that have nothing in relation with the gratuitous love of Christ. We are called to a constant process of conversion without putting masks, but happy to be ourselves, free, simple, spontaneous. I hope for all of us that we are happy to belong totally to Christ. We need before to move beyond, let God be our teacher. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so be sure that each our fraternities have time to stay with Jesus, with Him. So as Mary did, the singing of the Magnificat, the Gospel, is full of the Word of God. And the first thing that Lord wants from us as religious is listen to Jesus, His beloved Son. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the voice of His silence. Listen to His Word of life. Open the Bible, meditate upon it with love. Let Jesus' words speak to the heart of your heart. Yes, sisters, I am speaking of prayer. Prayer is the fundamental experience to live. If you ask me, why pray? Why pray? I reply, I pray to live. Yes, really, to live, you have to pray. Why? Because to live is to love. A life without love is not a life. It is empty loneliness and self-praising. Only someone who loves is truly alive. And we only love when we are loved, when we are touched and transformed by love. And Jesus loved us unto death on the cross, for me and for you. And when we don't pray, then we run the risk of dying inside. Because sooner or later, we'll find no air to breathe, no warmth to make us live, no light to sit by, no food to help us grow, and no joy to give meaning to our life. A special gift which faithfulness to prayer will give you is the love for others and the sense of church. The more you pray, the more you will feel mercy for all. The more you will want to help the suffering, the more you will hunger and thirst for justice for all, especially for the poorest and the weakest. The more you will accept to bear the sins of others, to complete in yourself what is lacking in the passion of Christ for the benefit of His body, the Church. We want to move beyond proclaiming the word to the world the beauty of Jesus Christ, died for our sinners and risen. And this good news of the resurrection in its deepest sense that Asia and Oceania need to listen and understand. We must speak of resurrection. As a priest in our sermons, we hardly ever spoke of resurrection. We are called to move beyond, give God love to everyone in the villages, in slums, in cities, wherever. We have to give mercy, forgiveness. It's like Mary in the Gospel today. We sing our Magnificat for the gift of our vocation to the great things that the Lord has done and accomplished in us today. Today we must feel happy to be a consecrated person. Starting afresh from Christ means once again finding one's first love, that inspiring spark which first gave rise to the following. If we love, it is because Jesus first loved us. As St. Paul says, Christ loved me and gave up his life. We must therefore allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit to a constantly renewed discovery of God and of his word, to a burning love for God and for humanity, and to a new understanding of the charism which has been given. Consecrated life today needs a spiritual rebirth. The spiritual life must therefore have first place in the program of families of consecrated life, in such as a way that every institute and community will be a school of true evangelical spirituality. The last point that I want to share with you in order to move beyond is our people need to see priests, brothers and sisters working together and feel both shared responsibilities for the pastoral service. Too often this work is not realized. For example, how many sisters have been in crisis for not being understood and valued in their apostolic service? And how many priests do not yet know the meaning of religious life? It's really true that love for one another, we must first know each other. Mary rejoice in God because God has regarded the humility of his servant. I need, and I think we need, more humility and more prayer in order to serve with the style of Jesus. Like Jesus Christ, meek and humble of heart, which did not come to be served, but to serve, we are called to walk beyond, washing the feet of one another, washing the feet of our young people in formation house, the feet of our brothers or sisters in our communities, the feet of the poor. Personally, I think in this evangelical way we can move beyond. As St. Francis said, with Jesus we can move beyond, with Jesus our God and our all. Peace.